This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A Pueblo man accused of shooting his neighbor in the chest was in court Friday and accepted a guilty plea in exchange for no jail time. 69-year-old Gilbert Jimenez is accused of firing a bullet at his neighbor, Roger Richards, back in February of last year. He was charged with attempted first-degree murder, but Friday, Jimenez pleaded guilty to second-degree assault and agreed to a plea deal for 10 years probation. The Fountain Police Department responded to a 911 call Friday night. The caller reported that there were more than 30 juveniles at a house, and it appeared many were consuming alcohol. When police officers were walking to the backyard of that house, a gunshot came from a neighboring home. Police said that no one was injured, and that person who fired the weapon has been taken into custody without incident. Fountain Creek on the west side of Colorado Springs got some much-needed love Saturday as volunteers gathered for Creek Week cleanup. Volunteers with Westside Cares and OCC Trash Fairies teamed up to clean the Fountain Creek bed. The groups bring people with different backgrounds together to share a common goal of bringing good, clean fun to the west side. The Colorado Springs Police Department said they have identified an ongoing rise in retail crime across the city. According to police, law enforcement has identified a connection between these retail theft cases and drug use, specifically fentanyl. A man was taken to the hospital early Saturday morning after reportedly being shot and fleeing the scene in a car, according to the Colorado Springs Police Department. Just after 3:30 a.m., police received the report of a shooting and learned that the man had left the scene in a Nissan sedan. A second call came in reporting a person with a gunshot wound. Officers then found the victim and gave him medical aid. He was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, but was unable to provide any suspect information. President Joe Biden announced Saturday the return of seven Americans detained in Venezuela for years. Five of the six American oil executives, known as the Citgo Six, were arrested in Venezuela more than 4 years ago. Two Americans who had been detained there, including one of the Citgo Six, were released in March following the visit of U.S. government officials to Caracas. The Colorado Springs Police Department and El Paso County Sheriff's Office Joint Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, along with Homeland Security, have arrested 12 people following a summer-long undercover operation. CSPD says that charges include internet luring of a child, sexual exploitation of a child, attempted sexual assault on a child, soliciting for child prostitution, stalking, and unlawful possession of a controlled substance. All 12 people arrested live in El Paso County. Saturday morning was the annual Walk to End Alzheimer's event at Prospect Lake in Colorado Springs. The Alzheimer's Association to End Alzheimer's is the world's largest fundraiser for care, support, and research. A woman accused of assaulting people with bear spray during a fireworks show in Trinidad has pleaded guilty to one felony assault charge. Sentencing for her is scheduled for December.
We'll look for more clouds and sunshine through this afternoon. You can still expect some partially sunny skies across the Pikes Peak region, but we will have more periods of clouds through the afternoon, and showers will start to kick up as early as about 1 to 2 o'clock across the Pikes Peak region. No widespread severe weather expected. Expect cooler temperatures today in the 60s and 70s. We have more storms in the forecast for Monday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRTO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.